resources. To follow along with Chelsea, Naomi, and the new Reynolds family, head on over to snatchedfromtheflames.com. It is there. You can see videos, pictures, and some of the timely blog posts, which bring to light many of the things left out of this book. Here are the prayers to help assist those who are seeking better blueprints on their journey into faith, deliverance, and overcoming the enemy's ways. Prayers for Release, developed by Mary Lou Lake. See KingdomIntelligenceBriefing.com. Morning Prayer. Father, I declare that You are the one true God, the Most High God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I ask You to forgive my sins and cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. I plead the blood of Jesus over my eyes and ears and over the eyes and ears of my family so we can see and hear the truth. I ask You to shield us from all forms of mind control that can enter the eye gates and the ear gates. I declare that we have access to the whole armor of God, according to Ephesians 6, our loins are girt about with truth, and our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We have the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. As we commit our works unto You, our thoughts will be established, according to Proverbs 16:3. Father, I ask You to apply the blood of Jesus to any doors that I have opened to the enemy that I am unaware of. And I ask You to reveal these doors to me so they can be closed forever. I take the authority that Jesus gave me over all the power of the enemy, according to Luke 10:19. I stand upon Your word in Matthew 16:19, that I have been given the keys to the kingdom, and what I bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and what I loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. I take authority over the kingdom of darkness in every plane of existence that has access to me, and I bind the power of the enemy to affect me or my family, and I loose the power of the kingdom of God to form impenetrable shields in every dimension, above and below and all around, in the name of Jesus. I stand upon the promise in Your word that says that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, according to Isaiah 54:17. I stand upon the 91st Psalm that no evil shall befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. The 91st Psalm also promises that Your holy angels have been given charge over me and my family to keep us in all our ways. Father, I ask You to send extra angels for reinforcement during times of spiritual warfare in Jesus' name. I ask You to forgive the sins of all my ancestors and the ancestors of my children and grandchildren. And I plead the blood of Jesus over my DNA and the DNA of all of my descendants, which cleanses our bloodlines of all iniquity. I bind the power of any generational or familiar spirits to attach or influence us, and I loose the power of the kingdom of God within us and around us as we keep your commandments. I declare that our family is free to walk in the blessings of Deuteronomy 28. I ask you to forgive the sins of all individuals being used by the enemy to combat our family, our ministry, or business. I ask you to forgive the sins of all their ancestors. And I plead the blood of Jesus over their bloodlines, all the way to the DNA level, breaking the power of iniquity. I ask you to break all of their occult power to the highest levels, making it impossible for them to be used by the kingdom of darkness to harm anyone. I ask you to save their souls, deliver, and heal them. I plead the blood of Jesus over every action and every word spoken against me and my family, nullifying the demonic power. I command any evil spirits sent on assignment against me and my family to return to the place they were sent from. I bind these spirits from harming those that sent them, but I pray that their defeat in their mission would serve as a testimony of your greatness and the victory that Jesus won for believers in Jesus' name. Father, I ask you to remove my DNA and the DNA of my family from any hair, any blood, or any other contact object in the hands of the enemy, and break all conduits to our physical bodies in Jesus' name. Father, I ask you to forgive the sins that I've allowed technology to be used as a weapon against your creation. I ask you to place shields between me and my family and all broadcasts of the enemy through the airways, TVs, computers, phone lines, electric lines, satellites. I stand upon the promises in your word that you are our shield. I ask you to purify our air, water, and food in Jesus' name. And I ask you, Father, to forgive the sins done on the roadways, railroad tracks, and waterways. I ask you to forgive the sins of any individuals or groups that have adopted the roadways. And I ask you to break any occult connections that would give power to the kingdom of darkness. Father, I ask you to provide divine protection during any modes of transportation. I ask you to surround our vehicles with your holy angels to ensure safe travel in Jesus' name. Father, lead me in paths of righteousness today and attune my ears to your voice that I may follow you. I ask you to fill me with a hunger for your word that I may know you more. I give you all of my praise, all of my worship, all of the honor and the glory in Jesus' name. Evening prayer. Father, I declare that you are the God of our evenings as well as our days. I stand upon the Psalm 91, verses 5 and 6. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. I plead the blood of Jesus over my family. I come into agreement with the promises in your word that my family is blessed physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. I ask you to put impenetrable shields around our property with armies of your holy angels standing guard. I ask you to forgive the sins that have been done in the surrounding area, and I command the kingdom of darkness to clear our airways, grounds, and underneath in Jesus' name. Father, I bind any demons from entering our property, and I ask you to forgive the sins that have enabled astral travel, and I ask you to block that activity. I ask you to place hedges of protection around our family that humans cannot penetrate, either physically or through astral projection. I loose the power of the kingdom of God to break the power of satanic surveillance. Father, I ask you to send your holy angels to roadblock any attacks from the enemy. Father, it is because of your faithfulness we can go to sleep with full assurance that you are watching over us through the night. We ask all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Prayer for release from generational curses. Father, I ask you to forgive all the sins of our ancestors. I ask you to cover our bloodlines all the way to the DNA level with the blood of Jesus. And I ask you to send the blood of Jesus over the spiritual lines, connecting us to those that we share DNA with, blocking any familiar spirits coming to us. We declare that Jesus paid the price for us to be free of every generational curse, and we take our authority over all the power of the enemy, according to Luke 10:19, and stand upon Matthew 16:19, that what we bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and what we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. We bind every familiar spirit and generational spirit that has attached to our family because of the iniquity on our bloodlines, and we command them to leave us in Jesus' name. We loose the power of the kingdom of God within us and around us, and we ask for restoration of all that Satan has stolen through these generational doorways, including our health, resources, joy, and peace, in Jesus' name. Freemasonry. I recommend visiting Isaiah54.org/freemasonry.html for further prayers specifically designed for Freemasons and their descendants. Prayer for release from soul ties. Father, I repent for every ungodly soul tie that I made through sexual union. I apply the blood of Jesus to the soul tie that I made with whomever it is name you need to speak here. I ask you to sever the cord connecting me to this person with the sword of the Spirit. I bind any demonic attachments that came to me, and I command them to leave me in Jesus' name. I loose the power of the kingdom of God within me and around me to restore what was damaged by this soul tie. I ask you to seal the severed cord with the blood of Jesus so it can never be connected again. And I ask you to remove any foreign DNA from my body in Jesus' name. Father, I ask you to deliver every person from any spirits that were transferred to them from me in Jesus' name. Prayer for victims of trauma and fragmentation. Father, I submit myself to you, spirit, soul, and body. And I am so grateful for the price that Jesus paid to make me whole. I ask you to forgive the sins of my abusers. And I ask you to sever all soul ties with them. I command any spirits that pass through the soul ties to leave me in the name of Jesus. And I ask you to seal those severed cords with the blood of Jesus. As an act of my will, I choose to forgive every individual that has harmed me in Jesus' name. I take authority over my mind and I bind gatekeepers and watchers and break their power over me in the name of Jesus. I loose the power of the kingdom of God within me and around me to overtake and override every plot and scheme of the enemy to hold me captive in Jesus' name. Father, I ask you to impart to me the anointing that destroys every yoke of bondage. I thank you for the promise of a sound mind in 2 Timothy 1:7. Father, I ask you to forgive the sins done to me that defiled your name, your word, and your house. I ask you to restore the truth of who you are to every part of my being. Father, I ask you to judge every demonic force that has been a part of my captivity since I was a child and deliver me. I plead the blood of Jesus over every ritual performed and every oath, vow, covenant, and contract made connecting me to the kingdom of darkness. And I ask you to set me free and bring me under the protection of your kingdom. Father, when I was a child, I was taken against my will, but I now have authority through Jesus over my tormentors, and I command them to let me go in Jesus' name. According to Psalm 142:7, I pray, bring my soul out of prison that I may praise your name. Father, I ask you to make every doorway to blocked memories one-way doors, and I plead the blood of Jesus into every area of my mind. I ask you to override any mind control programming that has been used as a weapon against me. as I stand upon your word in Isaiah 54:17, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I ask you to show me anything that I need to see to be free. But I ask that the overwhelming emotions would be buffered to allow me to come to grips with the truth without further trauma. I place my healing in your hands, and I place my trust in you. I bind any demons that are part of my programming, and I loose the spirit of truth to counter and eradicate from my mind spirits of doubt and deception in Jesus' name. I ask forgiveness for the sins that caused my mind to fragment, and I command the past to let me go. Because you fill all space and time, I ask you to pour anointing oil on every fragment of my mind at the time that the splitting occurred. I claim the manifested healing and deliverance at this present time, and I declare that I am not a child anymore. I am free to mature to my present age with restored peace and joy. I claim restoration of the years that Satan has stolen from me. I claim back my health, my resources, and my future in Jesus' name. I declare that I am a child of the King of the universe, and I choose to follow the one true God and declare I have been set free from the kingdom of darkness in Jesus' name. I renounce all connections to Satanism, witchcraft, Druidism, and all other factions of the occult. Teach me your ways so I can walk circumspectly before you each day in Jesus' name. Father, I ask you to forgive every sin done by every fragment of my being, including involvement in the occult. I renounce these powers, and I bind Satan's ability to use me in any way. I loose the sanctifying power of the blood of Jesus to cover any gifts that you have given me so I can flow in a pure stream of the Holy Spirit. Father, I repent for any forbidden activities, such as astral projection, and I take authority over my vessel and forbid any demons, humans, or mind control program to cause me to leave my body. I ask you to forgive the sins of every individual that I have been connected to in the occult, and I ask you to sever all connections so that I can never be accessed again in Jesus' name. I ask you to forgive the sins that allowed fragment exchanges between me and any other person, and I bind any demons connected to these exchanges. I ask you to block any humans with pernicious intent from contacting me. I ask you to hide any brain wave identification and block all satanic surveillance in Jesus' name. Father, place hedges of protection around me. Surround me with armies of your holy angels to block all activity directed against me in the spiritual or physical realms in Jesus' name. I take authority over and command every part of my being to stay within my physical body. Father, I place my sleep state in your hands and trust you to keep me safe. Father, I ask you to reveal any additional information that is essential for my healing in Jesus' name. Recommended reads. 1. Genesis and the synchronized, biblically endorsed, extra-biblical texts by Rob Skiba. See BabylonRisingBooks.com. 2. What witches don't want Christians to know. Expanded edition by Mary Lou Lake. See biblical-life.net. 3. A Thousand Shall Fall by Susie Hazel Mundy. Copyright 2001 by Review and Herald Publishing Association. 4. Shadow of the Almighty, the Life and Testament of Jim Elliot by Elizabeth Elliot. 5. Tortured for Christ, Richard Wurmbrand. 6. From Victims to Victors Through the Cross of Jesus Christ by David and Donna Carrico. See ritualabusefree.org. 7. Bonhoeffer, Pastor, Martyr, Prophet, Spy by Eric Metataxas. This concludes the audio production of Snatched from the Flames, One Man's Journey to Uncover the Family Secrets Buried in His Blood-Stained Past by Nathan Reynolds. If you would like to join our vision in pursuing the loss, setting fires to the beacons of hope, and creating cities of refuge all across the world, please see snatchfromtheflames.com or YouTube channel Nathan Reynolds for more.